your commitment to the human rights policy, as you have stated a number of times.
Yes.
We really want to see it. And so far, in the forum you set up, as I understand, was really short. And now the students have been able to set up more time for discussion.
Were you there at that forum, I'm sorry?
I heard the tape, I said.
This is the kind of thing that should be discussed at that meeting.
Okay, I think what,
so,
thank you, Professor Mumford. I think what we will do is now that we have established that we are always prepared to have a dialogue and to talk together, that with our guests who are here, we have individuals who are waiting at the facts building for the presentation by Dr. Brown, and I think we would want to go there to allow them to participate in this process with the assurance that we will continue our dialogue as a community. And I appreciate your comments, Professor Mumford.
Could I just say that?
Yeah.
Dr. Aiken. I just wanted to say that I think I'm on this campus for 5 months. And as a matter of fact, the sooner that you guys get to the clear understanding that we are in fact traveling the same road, the better. And I think that we will get there. We have always gotten there, those of us who have struggled for human rights. And I think that this is an open invitation. You've invited me to be part of your process. I will definitely be part of your process.
Now that we've settled that, could we then focus on Dr. Brown and show her the kind of respect that we all would like?
That's what I would appreciate. And I want to make one statement as we turn to Dr. Brown. And I think this is really symbolic of the commitment of this institution and of the people here to open dialogue and the human rights agenda. We have diversity of views. That doesn't mean that there's diversity of commitment. I think the ultimate point, as Professor Mumford mentioned, Dr. Agard, and the students who spoke, and I appreciate their comments, and I recognize that at times it appears as if we have a difference of approach. I would like to say that the only way that this institution is going to meet its overriding commitment to the human rights agenda is by continuing this dialogue, even if there are points of disagreement, and working together to try to bridge those for the common good of this institution, because nothing is more important than trying to move that agenda. And we recognize that we may not always agree on the approaches, but that doesn't mean we disagree on the fundamental goals. And we have to work them out if we have good faith, if we respect each other, if we respect that the people who have those views, students, faculty, staff, members of our society, don't necessarily always agree on the right approach initially, but through good faith and goodwill, we can and we must. And we have no choice but to move forward with this agenda. So I appreciate your sharing these views with us here today. I think it's very constructive to have heard those views, and I think it's very helpful to move on, and including, frankly, the students who are out in front, I think they're contributing to the process in terms of education as well.
As I listened to the dialogue that's taken place here, I felt no discomfort, actually. I was a little bit excited about it, because I haven't lived long enough in this country to remember that there was a time when the issue of human rights was of no interest whatsoever, either to students, faculty, or staff at any of its universities. So we've moved forward. You're not only talking about it, you're fighting over it. And I think that's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.